This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Dr. Jay, a lot to talk about this morning. Look, we've had a lot of contact tracing, obviously, in the last couple of days. There's been about four or five cases yesterday. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, four local cases to hotel quarantine. So two of those four were linked, that man and his partner. And then there's a person who was in quarantine and they got diagnosed and sort of after day 14. So don't think that's too much of a risk. And then the fourth one's probably the more worrying is it's a truck driver who was infectious in community for about 8 days and sort of staying at hostels and different things. So.
Now, I was looking at the contact tracing website just before, and there doesn't seem to be too many more added since yesterday morning. Is that a good thing, do you reckon?
Yeah, I think the ones that have been added, so there's the hostel at South Brisbane and a couple other sites, they're quite long periods of the day and they would be considered high-risk locations. So really important for people to check those, especially if you've been staying in hostels in a city, to go and get tested, because I think that, you know, they're kind of considered household contacts rather than, you know, a location like a shop or something, that a restaurant that you visited.
Do they know specific which hostels? I don't want them, you know, like, do they know specific which ones?
Yeah, they do, and that's, I just can't remember the names off the top of my head, but Stevens Road, I think, was one of them, the location, but yeah. Get on that. They've got the actual names and the times and dates and everything, so people to check that out.
I suppose what does this mean for everyone at the moment? We've got to be diligent because
I think everyone's a bit nervous.
Yeah, everyone's a little bit nervous because not only, you know, obviously we still in school holidays for one, you know, there's going to be a lot of people travelling here from, you know, just outside of Brisbane and inside Queensland as well, because of obviously the big dance on Sunday. And over the weekend, there's a lot of, you know, pop-ups. There's a lot of things going on over the weekend that potentially could ruin this. What's the main thing that we can do? Go get tested and yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the thing. The earlier we get onto it, you know, today and tomorrow, the more all that testing can get done, then we can be really reassured before the weekend what cases are out there and kind of get people isolating and contact tracing, all of that. It could mean that we pick up the cases and we do have to do more restrictions or a localised lockdown or something. But I think that's better than it being left and then we find out on the weekend and it's, you know, then people have been out and about for days when it could have just been a day or two.
Do you think there could be a snap lockdown, say, I don't know, if they're, you know, not sure, but do you reckon that she could jump the gun and go, look, we're going to go tonight and we're going to go till, you know, Saturday morning? Is there an opportunity of that, you reckon?
Yeah, I think that's possible, and it will depend on what they found from the contact tracing yesterday and the cases that come up overnight. I think, I'm getting the sense that with vaccination rates, that, you know, they're better than a month ago when we were last thinking about whether a lockdown was going to be in place. And that gives some confidence that if it does get out into community a bit more, then it's not going to spread as easily. And so I think that, you know, talk about the lockdowns being more localised to LGAs rather than kind of all of the 11 in southeast Queensland.
Yeah.
But I think, look, it's important to getting tested, saying how you're sick, all that stuff. The face mask, I think, really important. So there were some real changes throughout yesterday. So if anyone's gotten confused, I think they've kind of tightened it up just to make it really clear. So if you're indoors, you're not at your own home, then you need to be wearing a face mask at all times, unless you're eating or drinking, or if you're in a room alone and you've got your door closed. So that's, you know, just think of it, if you're indoors, you basically outside your house, you need to wear a face mask.
So any offices, anywhere, if you're going to work, make sure you are wearing a mask around colleagues.
Absolutely, yep.
And that was sort of the only sort of change in the restrictions, wasn't it? Didn't limit how many people can be over and stuff like that. It was just masks.
That's right, yeah.
Just to follow up, we've had a few questions on our Facebook page with our update yesterday regarding vaccinations, because that pilot was fully vaccinated. Can you explain, I guess, again, what the vaccination actually does? Because we know it doesn't stop you 100% from getting it, but can you maybe reassure people what's the point, I guess?
Yeah, yeah, which I think is an excellent question. It's a really good chance to talk about this because we're quite well vaccinated. The cases when we get them in Queensland, we're going to see, you know, people who are fully vaccinated or have had one dose, and that's going to be more and more, and they're seeing that down south as well. So the important message is the vaccine does prevent you getting the infection, but not 100%. It probably reduces your chance of getting the infection by 80 to 90%, but what it does really well is stops you getting really sick from COVID, so, you know, 95% plus, and probably stopping death even higher than that, maybe 99% or more. So, but it's not 100%, and I think that doesn't mean it's no point getting it, because definitely better not to end up in hospital if you can, but there are going to be some cases that get through. But I think the overall is that you're not infectious for as long, and you're probably more just infectious for your household contacts, which is what we've seen with this. You know, if you're living with someone, even if you've been vaccinated, if you get COVID, you've got a bit more of a chance of passing it on, but I think you're less likely to pass it on to more general community members.
Medically, Dr. Jonathan, though, when really is there, you know, there's probably people out there listening right now going, well, why would I, you know, if it's not 90, if it's not 100%, when is there really anything ever 100% in the medical field?
Think of that, like... contraception, they don't tell you 100%. Yeah, because if you get it, you'll sue them. Like,
it's there's nothing that's going to be 100% correct. It's always going to be, there's always going to be something, you know, a flaw. There's always going to be something, correct?
Exactly. And you got to weigh up the risk of getting COVID or exposed to COVID versus the vaccine and the benefits of that. And, you know, we know that you're wearing a seatbelt in a car, it's going to prevent you getting badly injured, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't necessarily stop a crash or, you know, it's not 100% either. And I think...
You still wear one, so...
Yes.
You wear one, you know, and we're okay with that being needed to happen. So I think, and that kind of goes for people who are over 70 or have immunocompromised, they're protected too, but just not to the same degree because their immune system is not quite as strong. I mean, that's why we're thinking about that kind of third dose for those groups. But I think if COVID gets more extensive in you know, Brisbane, Queensland, some of those groups who are a bit more vulnerable will just need to take a few more precautions, even if they are vaccinated.
All right, mate. Well, thank you so much. We'll be crossing all of our fingers and all of our toes the next couple of days. Make sure you do the right thing.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.